Our reports.
Side by side they stood like brothers. Hearts of steel and heads unbowing.
Dependent on the Johnny Sexton's conversion from in front of the posts. And this is one he has well and truly nailed. So from 6-0 down, it's looking a little bit healthier for Ireland.
Vowing never to be broken.
And France have got the penalty. And this could be the winning of the game. And Ireland, right at the death, have conceded a scrum penalty.
They fought until they could fight no more. But came the day and the hour. The power and the glory.
Ireland get the scrum and surely it's all over. And Steve Walsh, has he blown his whistle for the end? Surely he must have. Irish supporters are on the field and it's all over. And Ireland have won the 2014 RBS Six Nations Championship.
Born to follow their guiding star, head coach Joe Schmidt said it was the thing of fairy tales.
Even the way it finished was very much fairy tale like. So tense at the end, fine margins again, a forward pass that they almost could have stolen the game with, and a massive defensive effort in that last 10 minutes. So I think it was a super team performance.
An Ulster man used to wearing white in green did not disappoint and put up a fight. Although Andrew Trimble admits it was a close call when Jean-Marc Doucin got his feet on the ball.
It was a strange little series of emotions, just the disappointment when he got the penalty and then the elation whenever he missed it. So then we dug in and Big Hendy got the choke tackle at the end and turned them over. So definitely a special night for everybody involved, so it's a very memorable night.
So an emotional game for the boys in green, and no less so for the man who wears number 13.
Just feels great to be a two-time Six Nations winner. You know, so many seconds along the years and so many disappointments here. You know, it's great to finish on a high, my last game in this magnificent jersey, and when I do hang it up on the hook inside, you know, it'll be with very fond memories.
Fans queued for hours just to catch a glimpse of the boys. Dublin Airport filled with the hope of signatures on posters and toys. In arrivals, we spoke to another Ulster man as Rory Best said the home reaction was better than the Grand Slam.
It's obviously brilliant to be back here, and to get this reception is, to be honest, it's probably even slightly more than 2009 with the Grand Slam, because obviously with Brian playing his last game and everything, there was so much emotion, so much at stake, and I think it was the last 90 seconds. Now, I don't know what it was like for people watching at home, but sitting on the bench, it was incredibly nerve-wracking, and we always talk about the strength of the bench, but they had to dig deep, and it was great to get the win.
Side by side, they stood like brothers, one for all and all together. But returning from France onto home sods, the name on everyone's lips was Baud.